It's time once again for Dialogue Conspiracy with political research specialist Mae Brussel, who for 5 years has shared with us her extensive research into political assassinations and abuses of power in this country. Her program relates the news of the week to emerging evidence about the conspiracy which allegedly maintains by force its control over the legislative, executive, and judicial processes in America. And now, Mae Brussel.
Good afternoon. This is Mae Brussel in Carmel, California. Dialogue Conspiracy number 234, September the 13th, 1976. I want to just make a few remarks about the Chowchilla kidnapping and a few events in the news that I've dwelled at length on a Dialogue Conspiracy, and get back again to continue the story of Robert Hall that I did last week and mentioned the week before. The night of the nomination of Jimmy Carter as the Democratic candidate, it was the same evening that the children were missing from Chowchilla. And I did three programs on Dialogue Conspiracy about the Chowchilla kidnapping, and that I believed it was linked to the violence in California known as the Zodiac Killer. He has not surfaced in the last 32 months since he surfaced and claimed that he had killed approximately 34 people. And when the suspects were brought in, they didn't appear to resemble the descriptions that the bus driver had seen, or the older children, or even the younger had seen. But the three men were held in custody and charged with the kidnapping. At the time, I had called the San Francisco Police Department Detective Dave Tashi and the criminal investigator for handwriting in Sacramento about the Zodiac case. And there was the note that was held in the home of one of the suspects. Mr. Woods was locked up, and it wasn't available for viewing. About 3 weeks ago, the ransom note that they were supposed to deliver was seen, and it was Dan Borman in San Francisco on Channel 5 who said that the message resembled the Zodiac Killer, and there was one word that referred to the occult. It was spelled wrong, but referred to the occult. And from that point on, about 3 weeks ago, there's been a total blackout of the Chowchilla arrests or anything that's happening to the young men or any more facts about the cases, a complete news breakdown, and nobody can get any information about what is happening. The San Francisco Chronicle, no, it was the San Jose Mercury today, had an article on the Zodiac Killer, and they did give some interesting information. They described this man that was older than the ones that were arrested and fit a description more like the one that they drew, the older man. That they said they saw, and the law enforcement said the bus driver Ray didn't know what was involved in the case. This is what one of the law enforcement officials told me when I called up there. But there were some interesting items in the article about the Zodiac Killer. One was that they said he misspelled words such as paradise, and he spelled it with a C instead of an S, and therefore the Zodiac Killer couldn't be linked to the occult. Well, the information that I had about this particular person who was involved in these crimes was definitely involved in the occult. And the fact that the words were misspelled doesn't mean anything at all. I remember the fake diary that Lee Harvey Oswald was supposed to write that he didn't write, that was planted and forged. And they had many misspelled words. They'd have it correct maybe sometimes, and mostly a conscious misspelling, so that I know the U.S. military and the CIA do misspell words on purpose to confuse who is writing the message. Another point was that they said that his code resembled a military cryptography, and that's the first time that I've seen the Zodiac name in reference to any military codes. One of his codes was so complicated that it couldn't be translated, and the analysis that the man appears to be intelligent, that his wording seems to be a military cryptography. And I think this is important because they're not looking for the right person, and I believe the San Francisco police have had opportunities to check out some of the leads that they've had and admitted to me that even though my research had brought names of a particular person and two that were involved, they had those names and hadn't checked them out. They said they followed 200 leads. But just the suggestion of the military cryptography and the high intelligence, I thought was important that we should talk about that. There's nothing at all coming out from the Chowchilla case. the Legionnaire disease is hushed up and about off the news now. We got a series of disasters, the Chowchilla bus kidnapping, the near war in Korea over the tree being chopped, and Legionnaire's disease. And when every possibility was cleared out about what could cause the deaths of the men in Pennsylvania, except the U.S. arsenal at Fort Derrick, Maryland, then this case hushed up and went off the news. And we don't hear any more about the people that survived it or any more investigations. And the Legionnaire disease is quieted when it is fingering, it leads to Fort Derrick, Maryland, and the Army refuses to cooperate. There was a news report last week that they refuse to cooperate, and when they're called and on the spot, they don't hesitate to lie, and they destroy evidence. Another big headline, the hijacking of the airplane, TWA, going from New York to Chicago, routine flight, involving the infamous Eustache. And those of you that have listened to Dialogue Conspiracy the last year, I have done some shows and will do some again on the Croatians and the notorious Eustache. Their headquarters are in Spain and in Australia and in California. The most notorious, his name is Mr. Arturkovich, lives down Manhattan Beach in California, and he's never been deported for war crimes. This is a group that believes that terrorism is the best tool to call attention to your goals. They helped Mussolini come into power, and they were so vicious in their war against other citizens in Yugoslavia before World War II and during World War II that Hitler told them to cool off because it would give Hitler a bad name. They did such terrible experimentations and would decapitate people and walk around town with the heads on sticks. And the Eustache have used terrorism from the time that King Peter was killed in Yugoslavia when World War II started, or earlier than that even. And they've been known as a group that believes in terrorism and fear, so that killing a policeman in New York or taking an airplane is just the beginning of what they can do to bring on more policemen, more guards at the airport. As one of them told the passengers in the airplane when they pulled out their fake bombs and laughed, they said, well, that's showbiz. And it is showbiz, but it caused Gerald Ford to give attention. He's not out in the public, according to the news services. He's going to campaign from his desk on important issues, and he doesn't have to meet the people or answer questions about these things. He just gives opinions from the White House and can always have press conferences on the security at airports and order more security, and that's what they want in the first place, so he's giving them what they want. Well, last week I talked at length about the killing of rock musicians and the drugging of musical artists, and also among those was Letty Bruce. And I talked about the murder of Robert Hall in Los Angeles. And I'm going further into that today on Dialogue Conspiracy because it is a big story. It's as big as Watergate. It's a very important story. And we learned a whole list of new names at the time of Watergate that we weren't familiar with before, such as Robert Fesco, E. Howard Hunt, G. Gordon Liddy, James McCord, Bernard Barker, Frank Sturgis, Rosemary Woods, Tony Laswitz, John Caulfield, B.B. Rebozo, Lee Pennington, Robert Bennett, Mullen Associates. We picked up a whole vocabulary of new names that you see in books, Robert Mardian or Hugh Sloan, Marie Stans. We didn't know much about these people. And if I go slowly and work on the Robert Hall story very carefully, as it breaks, these names maybe will become familiar to you, like the Watergate cases, because it's going to go on and on and on. And if you get in at the very beginning of the case, you'll see how it unfolds and see how important it is. This Robert Hall was murdered July 22nd, 1976, in Los Angeles. He was a detective. And at the time he was murdered, he had turned over to the Burbank Police Department some information about arrests in Los Angeles, which they ignored, and in return, he was murdered. The Los Angeles Police Department, the FBI, have possession of his tapes now because they involve Robert Fesco, who's a fugitive in Costa Rica, and linked to the Watergate case. And, of course, this is one extension of the Watergate. Another 50 tapes were taken from the home of a man named Thomas Richardson, a Los Angeles stockbroker, who was convicted last March of a stock swindle that he blamed Robert Fesco for. He sent an emissary to Fesco and said, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be in this mess. And it was a swindle of the Security Exchange Commission. And as a result, Richardson has been sentenced to 6 years in jail. A captain of the Beverly Hills Police Department, Jack Egger, there 17 years. The assistant police chief in Beverly Hills resigned as a result of this case. He resigned very quickly. And so far there was no wire service on any of these, the murder of Hall or the link of Hall and Vesco to Mr. Richardson. And Los Angeles Times article had one mention, just one article, about Jack Egger that was not picked up by the New York Times, Washington Post, or the other papers I take. Now, what Hall and Richardson and Jack Eggers had in common were Howard Hughes, the Summa Corporation, Robert Vesco, Beverly Hills druggists and pharmacists, two Beverly Hills doctors, and a specific dentist, E. Howard Hunt and the CIA, the drugging of at least seven rock groups the managers had complained about, tranquilizer guns, possible dart guns, poison guns, bugging and debugging electronic equipment, plus the result of all those tapes. They had chemicals in common that could cause death that are not in the ordinary drugs. They had the protection of the news media, and they have the protection of the police department and the FBI, who don't want to arrest any more people in this case than they have to, and they'll take a couple of patsies or fall guys and keep it at a very low level. They had contacts, these people, with the most important financiers and politicians in Beverly Hills, all the way out to the Malibu colony. They had access to weapons that they were sending illegally to Vesco, missiles, machine guns, all kinds of weapons. They had the use of blackmail of politicians through the police department and through high-up federal officers, and they could run whorehouses and get custom officials. This is the same kind of an operation that Donald DeFries was doing with the Los Angeles Police Department when he worked for them. He had a house where he kept women and fixed up airport customs officials and Los Angeles Police Department agents, and used a car provided, a truck by the LAPD. Well, this story involves the control of judges, district attorneys, the law at every level, and murder for hire, and it is a biggie, and I'm going into some news stories. This is the background of a whole lot of webs of tangling connections that this story has introduced so far, and will fill in the pieces a little later that they've barely suggested so far. And since Dialogue Conspiracy last week, there was an article in the paper last Sunday, in our local paper, the Monterey Herald, and one in the San Francisco Examiner Chronicle. And these were the first Associated Press wire stories that I have on Robert Hall's murder on this subject. The murder took place 60 days ago, and these were the first papers. The one from the San Francisco Chronicle said, links to Robert Vesco, wrestler arrested for the murder of a private eye. Now, two gentlemen have been arrested for the murder of Robert Hall. One is Jean LaBelle, a sports figure who refereed the Muhammad Ali bout with a Japanese wrestler last July. He's been held now on $750,000 bail. Charges of killing Robert Hall. He's the son of Eileen Eaton, the boxing promoter who owns and operates the Olympic Auditorium in L.A. He was supposed to be one of Hall's very close, longtime friends, and he had told Jim Mitchell of Los Angeles Radio, KFWB, that he thought that Hall was murdered by a police officer. That's interesting because LaBelle is being charged with the murder, and he thought the police department was behind it. LaBelle said that he's been the victim of harassment campaign, and now he's being charged with the murder. And another gentleman being charged with the murder is Jack Ginsburg, who gave as his profession accused pornographer. He's a professional pornographer, and that's the story that he gave the police department as his profession. Actually, Mr. Richardson, who has an office in Century City, who worked with Robert Vesco, who is a high-up accountant, used as a cover that Mr. Ginsburg was a financial consultant. This is what he told people, he was a financial consultant, but the kind of consultant that they used was a pornographer that was used for blackmail and sex rings. And these are the kind of people working in the offices of Century City. Very high class financial consultant is a pornographer who, it turns out, also works for the Beverly Hills Police Department. that Robert Hall had told his daughter that Robert Vesco is going to kill me. He carried a gun at all times, but like Sam Giancana, he was shot through the window of his kitchen and couldn't protect himself. And this other story, the AP wire service this Sunday said that Jean Lavelle, that gentleman who is held for arrest, was a karate expert, and that Robert Hall's tapes linked Lavelle and high politicians from Century City, Malibu, Stars. The tapes that the police took go into politicians as well as movie people and rock musicians, and the most prominent stars in Hollywood are involved. And Richardson and Hall and Ginsburg are now arrested, on Richardson for his stock swindles, and Hall and Ginsburg for supposedly killing Robert Hall. Robert Hall discovered through his investigation work that Mr. Ginsburg was working for Mr. Richardson and leaked information about him, and he had gone to Robert Vesco and asked for legal help for his co-worker, Mr. Richardson, and Robert Vesco wasn't willing to give it, and he said, either fly to Costa Rica or go to jail, I'm not going to help you. Now, the boxing promoter is important to a lot of the work that I've been doing, because in addition to watching the rock musicians, I know that the Hughes Corporation, the Summa Corporation, is involved in sports events. And this gentleman that called me a few weeks ago, who does hit jobs for the CIA, told me that Sonny Liston was murdered. And you see how close, when a person is a referee in a major boxing match, and he's linked, say, to the Beverly Hills Police Department or to druggists, and he's co-owner of a drugstore or a pharmacy where you can put something in, say, the drink of your opponent so that your man wins. If you're working for an organization that has rigged the fights, and if you are arrested now for murdering your best friend or one of your closest friends, you can see just about how fair the boxing matches are, or what chance a person has when you get in the ring with somebody who owned a drugstore and a pharmacy and works with Hall, who works with the police department and counterintelligence and blackmail and pornography. And this man is the referee of a large affair like this boxing match. Well, I know that the Los Angeles Times would come out with two big stories on this, and they finally did. One was last Friday and one was Saturday, but they're not syndicated. They're not going around the country. So I'm going to tell you, I know most of you probably don't take the Los Angeles Times, and I'll tell you how much they've carried, because they added a little bit more light to this complicated case. They gave the reasons why Thomas Richardson was indicted in his fraud and how he blamed Robert Vesco, and how Vesco had fled to Costa Rica at the time of the Watergate because he was wanted for his swindle of the overseas investment. The lieutenant, his name is Al Madrid, who's heading the Los Angeles investigation of the Robert Hall case, said, this is quoted in the Los Angeles Times, there were probably 20 people who wanted to kill Robert Hall, and there are five times that many that are happy to see him meet his marker. Now, what that means is that if 100 people are heavily involved in this case of blackmail, sex, pornography, drugs, politicians, movie stars, Beverly Hills Police Department, it means that now that Hall is dead, these 100 people are protected. Because if Hall had turned this evidence over to the police department and they didn't make any arrests while he was alive, the case is identical to the killing of Mr. Bowles in Arizona, the reporter, where he kept turning information of land frauds and mafia moving into town, and the paper would have marvelous investigative articles on the case, and the law enforcement wouldn't prosecute, and they kept covering up, and he was getting discouraged. They wouldn't do anything. Well, the same thing's going to happen in Los Angeles. Detective Madrid knows that at least 100 people want him dead. So instead of charging these people for the crimes that Hall had investigated, he's saying that he's tucked in safely now, and so are these other people that are very happy that he was killed. His specialty was bugging, debugging homes and offices and working for Mr. Richardson and Vesco. And don't forget that Donald Nixon was working and is working for Robert Vesco down in Costa Rica. And this may be the explanation of Marilyn Monroe, the tranquilizer she had. She had been at the doctor the day that she died. She had an injection in her arm, and the suspicious circumstances around her death implied that she had been drugged or tampered with and murdered. It wasn't suicide. And there were tape recordings of Marilyn Monroe. These alleged tape recordings were supposed to be with both Kennedys, Robert and John Kennedy. And the point is that a man as powerful as Robert Hall, who has the ability to bug people as famous as the most famous people in Hollywood, and then give these things to the federal government as a counteragent, can control the President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, then the future President of the United States. So the importance of Hall can't be underestimated. It links to every aspect of our government. And if he's so talented, he can be bugging judges the same way that Donald DeFries was fixing them up with women out near the airport. Hall could be important in a blackmail scheme because the names overlap of Hunt and Liddy working in Beverly Hills and working with the Beverly Hills Police Department. Now, Hall provided prominent entertainment figures with what Los Angeles Times called happy shots. And I mentioned those last week. They were called metamphetamines, and they were mixed with vitamin B12, and he provided shots for various stars. And it was the same prescription that was given to John Kennedy, and he was sent by the same people to a doctor in New York City where he went for injections. And I'm sure that the control of John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy began as soon as he won the presidency, and that these people had their clutches on him, whether it was drugs or women, to defame them after where they were dead. Now, Robert Hall dealt with present and former police officers, former probably being Mr. Eggers, who resigned last week, and they're trying to determine the grand jury or the prosecutors down there if his death was linked to any one of these relationships, whether they're present police officers working or whether they're one that retired or other that retired. They involve local and federal level. They've known Hall for many years in a variety of ways. My imagination runs rampant with what Robert Hall could provide these people with his counterintelligence, his dart guns, his tranquilizers, his chemicals, his bugging, working for many years at a federal level and a local level. It blows my mind how many things that he can control just in that area. For example, when you get to the sports arena in Los Angeles, or the son of the person who owns the sports arena, or the referee for a fight, I think immediately of the SLA story of Mickey and Jack Scott, who had Patty Hearst as soon as the Los Angeles Police Department killed Donald DeFries, who was one of their agents. Patty and the Harrises stayed at Disneyland for 10 days. Then they met with the Scotts. And Walter Scott, the brother of Jack Scott, is in military intelligence. And Mickey and Jack Scott were never charged with taking these alleged criminals. They've been convicted, so they're not alleged. The jury said they were criminals across state lines and got them apartments. And Jack Scott has had a sports institute, tax-free foundation for 6 years. And that one good detective or investigative journalist has said what kind of money goes into it, who does it go to, what sports people got it, who funded it. And they stayed, Patty Hearst and Emily William Harris, with the parents of these two Scotts in Las Vegas, Nevada, which again goes back to the Hughes, the Summa Corporation, the organized crime. Robert Hall was linked with organized crime. And I think of pornography, the book Black Abductor that was made with an unknown publisher and an unknown author. It was the entire script of the Patty Hearst kidnapping. And the pornographic movies that Robert Mayhew made for the Central Intelligence Agency under the guise hidden behind the Hughes Summa Corporation. So you have people close to sports events and close to the Hughes Summa Corporation, and these pornographic books, and Mr. LaBelle, who was arrested along with his friend, were into pornography and drugs and chemicals. You have Patty Hearst on her very first tape saying that she was all right. She was in the care of a medical unit, and they'd given her a pill. And 34 days later, Patty Hearst emerges as a bank robber and announces herself at the bank and becomes a federal refugee. Within 2 weeks after she's let out of a closet, she announces who she is. And then for then on, all her life, she's marked as a criminal. In her right mind, she wouldn't announce who she was in front of the camera and be told to stand in front of a camera. And in my article on the SLAs, the CIA, I maintained that these people had been drugged in the house in Los Angeles, that their food and water came from an outside supply place, and that Donald DeFries and Camilla Hall and and Nancy Ling Perry and Willie Wolfe, the others had been drugged because their behavior was so out of context with reality. There were vans they could have gotten away in. They introduced themselves to everybody. They showed their weapons. They asked for outside cigarettes and food. And Fred Hampton and Mark Clark in Chicago were drugged before they were killed so that they couldn't shoot back the night they were killed in Chicago. And the same Charlie Bates of the FBI that was in Chicago was handling the Hearst case. So the combination of the pornographic book and the sports events, the tangled web of drugs, the Los Angeles Police Department, brings the Hall case a whole new area that can be opened up and watched for a long time because of his ability to keep track of where people were and have access through a pharmacy that he owned with Mr. LaBelle to get these various chemicals and drugs, which he even had at the time of his death. The law enforcement now are looking in Los Angeles for subplots revealed in the recorded conversations. This is quoted in the Los Angeles Times. They want to deal with extortion, drugs, prostitution, gambling, and burglary. Now, this is a typical Los Angeles police or Washington police or Memphis, Tennessee, or Dallas, Texas police tactic of investigating major conspiracies. The law enforcement will settle for anything except murders. The very first article about Robert Hall said that he may have been involved for murder for hire. It said he followed Saul Mineo, who was about to make the movie on Robert Kennedy. He was supposed to play the part of Sirhan. They leave out the fact that Mr. Hall had these chemicals that were poisons, or that he had these dart guns in his possession, or that he had these tranquilizers that would put you to sleep before you got injections. So the Los Angeles Police Department, according to a nice, good Los Angeles Times report, lists extortion, drugs, prostitution, gambling, and burglary. And identical to Watergate, they don't look for the murders. They don't look for the possible death links. They'll maybe take two low-level people, like Mr. LaBelle and his pal Mr. Ginsburg, and charge them with murder, but they're not looking for what these men were doing before Mr. Hall was murdered. The Los Angeles Times said that many of Mr. Hall's tape recordings contain unsupported allegations involving numerous political show business personalities in various criminal activities. Now, what he was giving to the prosecution in L.A. at the time he was killed were allegations that could have been investigated by the law enforcement. But it is my contention, studying the history of the last 13 years, that there is no law enforcement agency doing what it should do at the most basic levels, that the CIA must control it at the very lowest to the highest levels, that they don't want to look. Because now the police are saying that these unsupported allegations involve political persons. And right from the moment that Mr. Hall was murdered, I heard that his tapes referred to one of the top Republicans in the country who could possibly be appointed president of the United States if Gerald Ford wins the election and would be murdered. They involve other top prominent Hollywood personages. And the chain of command here has to be kept at this low level. It would even go back, if they investigated some of the names, I believe it would go back to the persons that I was told were behind the Zodiac killings, the 34 killings. There isn't much distance between what's happening in Los Angeles in the Hall case and all the other cases that I've been studying of murder throughout the state. So this is one reason I'm watching it so closely, because the layers and layers of cover-up are identical to the layers of cover-up in the John Kennedy assassination or any of the other political murders. Well, the Los Angeles Times went on to say that the full tapes of Robert Hall or Thomas Richardson that the police confiscated are now in the hands of the LAP and they have not been revealed. And it is my allegation that they will never be revealed and that they will be erased, and so that they will introduce a few people like Eddie Fisher, who isn't bothering anybody, and have him testify about knowing Robert Hall and getting his happy time pills from her being injected for 20 years. But we'll never know the names of the top politicians unless we press it. Now, the Watergate story that I broke in August of 72 named a lot of names that would never have come to the forefront of the news if James McCord hadn't told the story to Judge John Sirica, or began to tell the story of the falsification of evidence and the perjury on the stand and the FBI and the Justice Department and the police in Washington not investigating the case, and the grand jury not investigating Watergate. So this kind of story in L.A. would open up if people demanded it and kept enough pressure, but as yet now they have not revealed the names of the politicians or the movie stars high up or the financiers in Beverly Hills that are involved. These tape recordings caused Captain Jack Eggers to resign suddenly, and I mentioned that last week. He's the assistant chief of police 17 years. What the Los Angeles Times didn't say was that Mr. Jack Eggers was the man solely in charge of Howard Hughes from the Beverly Hills Hotel in 1957, when allegedly Hughes was being hyped with heroin and cocaine and kept as a prisoner inside the bungalow and then shipped to a hospital in Boston in 1966. They have left out of the story so far any connection to the Hughes-Eggers link. And it is important because of the link of Howard Hughes to Vesco and to E. Howard Hunt and what happened in Beverly Hills and in California to these various assassinations and conspiracies, because, again, it's my allegation that the Hughes Corporation, the Summa Corporation, was an umbrella behind which all of this could happen, because Hughes wanted, in quotes, privacy. No one could get through the walls or get to him or find out what their agents were doing, and it was a perfect cloak for a lot of mischief. And the relationship of Jack Eggers to Howard Hughes, or Jack Eggers to Robert Vesco and Robert Hall and Mr. Richardson and the two defendants now that are being charged with the murder, is a fact, and I believe I'm the only person who has mentioned it on KLRB, and I've done an article that I hope will be out in 6 weeks making this connection. There's nothing in the news to make these connections yet, and I'm waiting to see how long it takes the major news media to make those connections at all. Now, Jack Eggers resigned suddenly from the police department. Of course, his excuse was that he was in ill health and it was to his interest, there's too much pressure working for the police department. And he had some good covers, the pressure of the job. He'd been there 17 years, but he had to get out at this time. Now, Eggers recruited Mr. Ginsburg, that's the pornographer, the great pornographer, who worked as a consultant in Century City for Mr. Richardson. He recruited him to become a government informant. And he also used Robert Hall as a double agent. He's admitted to that he was linked to Ginsburg, who's now been charged with the murder of Robert Hall. So the Beverly Hills Police Department, if they were involved in this, if it involved politicians at the highest level, if the story did get to the Hughes organization and went further than Robert Vesco, who's out of the country, you can see why the suspects believe that the police department was behind these murders. Even if they were hired gunmen, they may believe that the police department was behind these murders. There has to be some reason why they're charged and why they would make that statement. But you can see how tender this subject would be with the police department. And the agent was linked to this pornographer who he used as a government informer. And that, again, goes back to Black Abductor and Robert Mayhew and Hughes, because I know that pornography is put out by the Central Intelligence Agency, a publishing company like Regency Press, publishes one book and goes off the press and nobody can find it, or Harrison James writes this pornographic book, The Black Abductor, and nobody knows who he is or where he is, and he doesn't come forward after Patty Hearst is kidnapped to believe that he has the greatest coincidence in the world, that in 1972 he wrote a book which 2 years later would have 20 to 30 parallels to the Hearst case. That man would be bragging all over the country about his expertise in figuring this out. And these private book publishers are identical to the one the CIA set up with Mr. Ducote up in San Jose. One book publisher for one book, and it was supposed to be on Saul Alinsky, the labor leader, and they were to detract from his fame and discredit him and take information and turn it around that they had taken from his Chicago offices and burglarized and from his home in Carmel and set up a publishing firm for one book. It's very important when you get these books on the newsstand or these quickie books that come out that you see at bus stations, newsstands, airports, bookstores. Look and see who's publishing them, and sometimes look it up, and particularly these older books. One book publisher, one story, out of business. So you have the Beverly Hills assistant chief of police there for 17 years, who used Robert Hall as a double agent. He used Mr. Ginsburg, who's now accused of killing Robert Hall, as a government informant. And this man also was the pornographer. Now, Thomas Richardson wanted to get or to kill Mr. LaBelle. That's one of the men that has been charged with the murder of Robert Hall. The story goes that he was caught September the 3rd for attempted arson, and he was trying with a torch to blow up his car. So there's an effort there to kill those persons that have been used as the conduit or the joint in this affair. And that's been hushed up, too, the allegations that Thomas Richardson was involved with lighting a torch to the car of the man who's now being charged with the murder. Mr. LaBelle and Hall were in business together earlier. I mentioned that, in a pharmacy selling drugs in Hollywood. And there was a burglary at the drugstore. This is a very common way it was used I just read about Macon, Georgia, and drug arrests down there, and some other drug arrests in Hollywood. It's a very common procedure to say your drug store is stolen and narcotics were taken, because that way you can pass them on to the person who intended to get it. And they also can be special CIA drugs at specific pharmacies that are burglarized. And there was a burglary at the time that Mr. Hall and LaBelle were running this pharmacy in Hollywood, and LaBelle implicated that Mr. Richardson, the Century City financier, was behind that, and also Robert Hall. It would be funny, burglarizing their own store, but that would be an excuse to blame somebody else and have the drugs that were taken be a supply from the Central Intelligence Agency. They could fill out special orders of chemicals that were poison, that were kill, that would make people drowsy, make them erase their memory. They could have a whole dose of CIA drugs sent to a specific pharmacy, and then the pharmacy is burglarized by the very people involved in it, and then these kind of drugs could be passed on to people, whether it's the boxing ring or wherever. I didn't ask this particular person. He said that Sonny Lifton was killed. I didn't ask him how he was killed, but it would be interesting if it was a drug case or apparent, what they would say, overdose. I have to look up. I didn't save articles. I'll have to look up some of my old newspapers. And those of you that listen to KLRB, maybe you can look up for me the murder of Sonny Lifton, see what the police said happened, or his death, what kind of a death he had, and if it was one of these CIA heart attacks or what, because the information I had was that he had been murdered. Last week, when I was talking about the killing of rock stars, somebody asked me about the Beatles. A question came up about the Beatles. And also, I did a show on KOME yesterday with Victor Bach up in San Jose, a three-hour radio show, and somebody called in and said, well, if they were killing musicians, what happened to the Beatles? Well, I didn't mention them, but I didn't mention on the air here last week, but I recall seeing the Beatles at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, and it was their very last performance. They flew right from there to England, and they never appeared again. And people jumped the fence, and it really seemed as if they were going to be killed or they were going after them. It was a very vicious act. It was very fast, and they were in danger at the time, and they felt that danger. And it came after John Lennon compared himself to Jesus, or reaching more people than Jesus. And after they went back to London, the group immediately broke up. They never appeared together since. John Lennon was busted with some grass that was found in his binoculars, and it cost him about $1 million and lawyers and several years in order to keep from being deported from the United States. John Lennon has in his possession memos of the Justice Department on John Mitchell, on harassing him and deporting them and bothering him, which proves that the Justice Department at the very highest level, at the Attorney General, was giving orders about John Lennon, and that the Beatles were political. So even though they lived, they never were a force in union. And also, a listener called in and reminded me of Mr. Epstein, the manager of the Beatles, and their closest friend meeting an untimely death. And also, I remember the Apple Records, where they were harassed. They set this up for helping young recording stars, and nothing came of it except lawsuits and pain, and their idealism faded, and they had to break up the Apple Records. I also mentioned last week on Dialogue Conspiracy Bob Dylan's motorcycle crash. There was an interesting article in the Washington Post just yesterday, or 2 days ago, September the 10th, 1976, and it had to do with the television show that Bob Dylan is planning for tomorrow night, for Tuesday night. And the article said that the television show is 10 years too late, that Bob Dylan was supposed to appear on the American Broadcasting Company in 1966. Now, this was the height of the war years and the hippies leaving home and the protest movement. They planned a $100,000 production to climax their season. It had been spent. And the ABC at the time was going to merge with the ITT Corporation. And they needed the approval of the Federal Communications Commission from the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department. And you know how much the Justice Department went for Bob Dylan and the anti-war movement, even under the Lyndon Johnson years before Richard Nixon came in. Well, ABC had one Playhouse 90 on Africa, and then the Dylan show was supposed to appear. But the newspaper article went on to say the production of Dylan never happened 10 years ago because on Saturday, July 30th, 1966, Dylan had a motorcycle accident and he never got on the air. And as a result, ABC didn't merge with ITT, so that 10 years later, September the 14th, 1976, Bob Dylan is going to be allowed to be on TV. But he's hardly the same Dylan. He's sanitized. He's $2 million richer. He just built a home for $2 million. He's allegedly a slumlord for property in Harlem. He's very establishment. He's no threat to anybody from the president on down. So you may see Dylan, or by the time this tape reaches some stations, you will have seen Bob Dylan. Incidentally, there's a hard choice for people in our area, at least the same time that Bob Dylan is on at 10 o'clock at night. They're going to repeat some of the John Kennedy, Richard Nixon debates from 1960. Now, that's a hard choice because those debates are classic. I happen to have a record of some of those debates I was able to get, and they're priceless. And it's a whole new generation growing up who hear about John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, young people in college now or in high school. And it's a shame they have never seen Bob Dylan on television and never saw the Nixon-Kennedy debates. And it's pretty rough to put them side by side in one evening. And it does divide the same audience that would want to see both shows. So again, I think this is like the Department of Dirty Tricks. They'll let you see half. You can either see half of each show or miss one thing. And it draws away from some of the impact of whichever one you decide to see. And I think that's a shame because they're both worth seeing. They're historically valuable and very important to be seeing. There's one other item I wanted to mention about the Robert Hall case today before I finish, and that is that the law enforcement are sitting on this story identical to the Watergate. 10 days before Robert Hall was shot, a federal agent contacted Robert Hall and told him that they were not interested in any information he had about Mr. Richardson or the Vesco links. They're not interested about Richardson, they're not interested about Vesco or the weapons they were sending or the blackmail. And Robert Hall's reaction, there's a quotation in the Los Angeles Times, it said Robert Hall said, in quotes, "That's surprising, but if that's the way it is, so be it." And 10 days later, Robert Hall was murdered. So the law enforcement, the federal agents, had information. They could have gotten more about Mr. Richardson. He was willing to talk about Vesco and blackmail and the whole can of worms, and the law enforcement officials said that they were not going to listen, and they're not using Robert Hall's tapes, and they're satisfying those 100 people that are glad that he is dead, so that they've selected two patsies, and I guess that's the low level they want to keep the story. Well, I see my time is up on Dialogue Conspiracy. Next week, I want to talk about Harry Reams, the gentleman that was dragged off from New York to Memphis, Tennessee, to be arrested for his part in Deep Throat. He got $100, and he may go to prison. And this is a landmark case that we should be more aware of. I was going to do some of it today, but the time went out, and I dwelled on Robert Hall. So next week, we'll start with Harry Reams. I'll see you next week on Dialogue Conspiracy.
This has been Dialogue Conspiracy with political research specialist Mae Brussel, who for many years has been researching the facts.